BBC Radio Oxford.
About first aid right now. What would you do? Would you know what to do in a life-threatening situation? Because if I said to you, you had just 10 seconds to put a loved one in the recovery position, could you? It's a scary thought when you perhaps have answered no to that question. But fear not, because I have two 10-year-olds here to help after teachers at Long Furlong School in Abingdon thought it important to teach the children basic first aid skills. Now, I've been speaking to Year 6 students Ellie Hunter and Abby Birtwistle, as well as teaching assistant Mrs Taylor, about how all this started.
It's something that the Year 6s have attended for many, many years. It's called IMPS, which is the Injury Minimisation Programme for Schools.
Wow, OK. So essentially, this is first aid, isn't it?
It is first aid,
And yes. You said that actually Abby and Ellie are year six. So, Abby, how old are you?
I'm 10.
And Ellie?
Yeah,
you're both 10. OK. So you're learning these kind of skills at 10 years old, which I think is mighty impressive. Mrs Taylor, why does the school feel so strongly about this kind of programme?
Well, we believe from a very young age children should take responsibility for their own safety, but in the build-up, it's wonderful that they can help others as well.
Absolutely. And so what sort of things? Obviously, how to put somebody in recovery position, which I know Abby and Ellie are going to show me later, but what else?
It's the recovery position, obviously, CPR, and they also learn how to use an AED.
Which is really impressive, because can I tell you something? Because some people, they're a little bit scared of using it because they don't know how to. So you do. And what is it easy to use?
Yeah.
What did you know, Abby, about first aid before you started this programme in year six?
I didn't really know anything.
Nothing at all?
No.
You wouldn't have known how to put anybody in the recovery position for sure.
No.
And you know lots and lots now, don't you?
Yeah.
And are you enjoying actually learning all these new skills?
It's really fun.
Yeah, and how about you, Abby?
Yeah, I love doing it. It's really fun.
So talk me through CPR then and what you've learned.
CPR, you'd put your hands on the patient's chest.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd press down on it, down and up, 30 times.
Okay.
But when you got to 20, you'd go back to 1, because 21, 22, they're 2 beats, so you can only say, like, numbers that are 1 beat.
Mm.
So you go back to 1, and then you do 30 counts, and then you do 2 rescue breaths.
I mean, ultimately, these are skills that would save a life. Do you think about that? Do you think about actually, you know, one day, maybe you might actually have to save a life using those skills that you've learnt at primary school?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how important these skills are.
They're very important.
And, you know, it sort of makes you wonder, Mrs Taylor, why all schools don't actually join this programme and teach life-saving first aid skills to their pupils.
I agree, absolutely agree. It's a necessity nowadays.
Do you think it should be part of the curriculum?
Definitely, yes.
Mm. And what about the children and how they react to it? Because, you know, ultimately, like I said to Ellie and Abby, these are life-saving skills. They might have to one day put these skills into practice. How do they react to that?
Well, before, we talked them through what would happen on the day, because we did have some of the pupils that were quite nervous, understandably.
Mm.
But when we were there, they completely embraced it and were absolutely amazing.
Abby,
what
do you practice on? Do you have sort of like a rubber kind of person or something like that?
Yeah, we had sort of like a sort of rubber dummy that we practiced on.
And we kind of made up a situation for her. Like, she came out the supermarket, she tripped over a shopping bag. So then you'd put into practice the doctor's ABC.
Now, you're going to teach me some of what you've learned. So you're going to teach me how to put somebody in the recovery position, aren't you? OK.
If you find someone unconscious,
mm-hmm.
you'd start doing the doctor's ABC.
So what does that stand for, ABC?
So the D is dangers, because you're the most important person in the situation, because you're going to save this person's life. So you need to look around for any dangers, like broken glass. So first of all, you look above eye level,
mm-hmm.
then at eye level, then on the ground, just to make sure you're safe. And if it's safe to approach them, you can approach them. And then
R is for response. And for response, you could, like, tap them on the shoulders, calling, like, excuse me, can you hear me? If you can hear me, squeeze my hand or wiggle your toes. And if they don't respond, then you know they're unconscious.
OK, so then what do you do?
And then S for shout. So you'd shout, help, help, someone bring me an AED.
Okay, okay. So then what happens?
Then it's A, and A is for airways. And you, by doing that, you tilt someone's head back and open their mouth, so it prevents their tongue falling back in their mouth and stop them from breathing.
Okay.
And then B is for breathing. You'd put your ear to their mouth and look down their chest, see if you can see them breathing, feel them breathing, or hear them breathing. If there's no signs of breathing, you would do C. But if they are breathing, you would put them in the recovery position. But C is...
C is for CPR, and it, when you start CPR, you probably want to call an ambulance too.
Wow. You have such great knowledge. You really do. And what about the recovery position? How do you actually put someone in the recovery position?
So you'd take the arm furthest away from you.
Okay.
And you'd put it at a right angle. And then take their other hand and use it as a pillow for them.
And then you would have to check their pockets, because if there's something sharp in there, they could roll over and cut themselves or hurt themselves.
That's a really good point, because, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have thought of that. So everything's covered, isn't it? So then what do you do once you check the pockets?
If they have anything inside their pockets, you'll just put them in their hand.
And then once their hand's in the right position, you would use the leg furthest away from you and pull it up, and then use it as a lever to push them over.
Okay. And you'd stay with them, I suppose,
yeah.
And wait until...
And you'd call an ambulance.
Call an ambulance, yeah. And wait until the paramedics arrived.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. And you've explained it, Abby and Ellie, so well as well. Well done. Mrs. Taylor, you must be very, very proud.
Extremely
of
proud.
Of these two girls and the entire class, actually. They've really listened, haven't they?
Yes, they really have. The whole school, all of Long Furlong staff have been so proud and impressed with how much they've retained.
Well, I think it's a brilliant programme, and well done, both of you, Abby and Ellie. It's back to class now. Have I kept you long enough? Because I know that you're quite happy to be here for as long as possible, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it's back to what? Back to what? English, maths, science? What are we doing when we get back to school, Abby?
Probably English or maths.
Or break time.
Oh, break time. That would be good timing, wouldn't it? Well, thank you all very, very much for coming in. Thank you very much, Mrs. Taylor, as well.
Thank you for having us.
And you've explained it so well, Abby and Ellie. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I felt like I was in safe hands hearing all of that. That was Ellie and Abby from Long Furlong School in Abingdon alongside their teaching assistant, Mrs. Taylor, with some life-saving advice.
BBC Radio Oxford.